2024 is a year of our national elective contest. And effectively, with Ramaphosa being re-elected, we can rest assured that 2023 is going to be spent with litigation and the parliament always calling the president to account. And effectively, that is going to weaken the ANC because the president has been dodging and diving. And what we are having is that you have a president who's being investigated by a number of bodies, from the South African Reserve Bank to the South African Revenue Service to the police and also parliament. But also when one looks at the votes themselves, you'll see a party that is heavily divided. There's excitement by Ramaphosa's camp, but they also know that you have a pala-pala matter. At the same time, one could also say this represents Ramaphosa with an opportunity to strengthen his team, to reshuffle cabinet, to have only the people that he knows are supporting him.
Professor, you mentioned the next national elections are 2024. So with the re-election now, does this make President Ramaphosa stronger nationally? And let's say, what would it do internationally, given the controversy with which he won?
Well, I don't think internationally he's strong, neither do I think he's strong in the country. He may be strong in the party, but the opposition parties who are in a majority are willing to take a mileage out of this pala-pala controversy. He's going to be embroiled in litigation, and they've already gone to the courts. And there's going to be, parliament is not going to stop. It is still going to raise this issue. So we're going to see a number of motions of no confidence being preferred against him in parliament. And you're also going to have society that is saying the president cannot behave as if he's above the law. And all those things are going to weaken the presidency of the ANC. He may be strong within the ANC, but he will not be strong in terms of the people in this country, the voters.
Before I let you go, Professor, the future of the ANC, the fact that President Ramaphosa has been re-elected, was it based on personal loyalty, or what is the ANC commitment to principle? I mean, which type of ANC is moving forward now?
Well, the many members of the ANC have been on the Twitter space saying they are done with the ANC. They are saying this is not the ANC that they supported over the years. But we also see the voters themselves. The ANC used to enjoy support throughout every corner of South Africa. And the numbers have been dwindling, and last year they were plummeting. So effectively, the ANC as a liberation movement has somehow ceased to exist. It is now conceived by people who are more power mongers than people who are going to take positions on the basis of principle. But at the same time, we also have a party that has also failed in terms of all its promises.
Professor, thank you always for your analysis.
Yeah, thank you very much.